Governor Walker first proposed scaling back DNR phosphorus rules that passed last year, so they weren't stronger than rules in nearby states. But that triggered concerns from lake property owners sick of seeing algae blooms, as well as worries that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency would get involved in the regulations. Instead, DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says the governor's latest plan is to delay the Wisconsin rules for 2 years. She says that would help municipalities that can't afford bigger updates of their sewage treatment plants.
The 2-year effective date delay will allow Wisconsin implementation guidance to be developed and our permittees more time to consider flexible implementation options. 2-year effective date delay will allow time for other states to complete their adoption of similar requirements, which will then level the business playing field.
Stepp says Florida gave cities and others more time to implement their controls on phosphorus. But Melissa Malott of the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says last year's rules were a compromise and key stakeholders have already started cleanup planning, making use of flexibility built into the package. She says a delay would be bad news for clean water.
The sooner that we get this rule going, the sooner that we will have less blue-green algae in our waterways. We'll get rid of eutrophication faster. Eutrophication is when algae dies and it takes up a lot of the oxygen in the water.
Malott says the phosphorus issue will be one of the key environmental fights as lawmakers continue to debate the proposed 2-year state budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.